Hello again. Thanks for coming back to the Lover's Lane podcast and happy Cyber Monday. Stick around just a minute. I'll let you know about these great deals we have going on in store and online.
More romance, much more intimacy, more often.
If you want to know when we have all these great sales and discounts, the best thing to do is not only just listen to the Lover's Lane podcast, but hop on to loverslane.com and sign up for emails. They even give you VIP promos.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Happy Cyber Monday, everyone. Welcome back to the Lover's Lane podcast. My name is Haley. I am an intimacy expert online. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, and I'm the host of the Lover's Lane podcast, which is all about love and romance and connecting and bonding with your partner. Today, I am so excited. I actually interviewed Rebecca Pauli of Intimate Earth, one of my absolute favorite brands of massage oils, lubricants, stimulants, all that really good stuff to help you connect. Sex is not always as simple as we want it, let's get it. Sometimes lube needs to get involved. Actually, I think that lube always needs to get involved. But how fun are stimulating gels? It helps increase sensitivity, use it for nipple play, foreplay, outer course, all that great stuff that I've been talking about in these episodes. And not always do we just jump into sex. How great is a massage beforehand? Or if a massage is just what you need from your partner that day, I mean, I feel that too. So Rebecca Pauli is going to give us all the details about what's actually in these products to best fit your needs, because every body is different. Every literal body is different as well. But in my opinion, I always stick with these soft, natural, organic products to give you the best experience. No stickiness or gumminess like that other stuff. So before I introduce you to our awesome interview, I'm just gonna go over these great Cyber Monday deals because there's a whole list of them. It's today only and it's in store and online. If you spend $50 on anything in store, you're gonna get a free face mask of your choosing, and we have really cute and different ones. If you spend $100 in store, not only are you getting that free face mask, but you're also getting this box of fun that's worth $50. If you spend $200, now I know that seems like a lot, but you're getting both free gifts and you're getting $50 off. So $200 in product for only $150 and two free gifts. Now, pick out $300 worth of stuff, but wait, you're only gonna pay $200 because we're giving you $100 off instead. And of course, you get both free gifts. I feel like some of the stuff I'm about to talk about is going to sell out. So if you're listening to the podcast, make sure that while you're listening, you jump onto loverslane.com, sign up for our emails so you don't miss any other sales, and go search Intimate Earth after you pick out a few favorite toys or pieces of lingerie. All right, now that we know about that sale, I'll give you guys this great interview. She really goes into detail about what's in everything that Intimate Earth offers. And if you have questions, of course, feel free to reach out to me. My email is Haley, that's H-A-L-E-Y. At loverslane.com. I hope you like it.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
So let's start with lubes. I sell probably the Hydra the most to people that use toys. Right. Can you give us just a little rundown of what is in the Hydra that makes it so soft, like it doesn't feel sticky or anything like that?
Okay, great. Well, first of all, it is a glycerin-free and propylene glycol-free. And what we're using is all natural plant cellulose instead. And it does, as you say, not leave a sticky residue, and it does give that softness. For a water base, it's pretty long lasting, and people really like the way it feels because it feels like natural moisture. And our product has gained a lot of traction because people really, really trust it. It's trusted so much, in fact, that we were contacted by the Medical Board of Norway to replace KY. So in all the hospitals and clinics, they are using the Hydra. And for any women that are going through chemotherapy, they are automatically given free Hydra by the Norwegian government. So that's how well it's trusted.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really great product for like sex in general, but it's also a great personal moisturizer for women that are over 40.
Absolutely.
A little bit every day just to keep themselves more comfortable.
Absolutely. I have a lot of customers, you know, going through menopause and everything like that. So I do suggest the Hydra for that as well, because it's just more comfortable and it's something that, you know, that you'll need.
Right.
Right. What about the melts? Like, I know that the melt makes a little bit of a warming sensation. It's got like a cinnamon in there, right?
Right. The warming agent is cinnamon bark. So most warming lubricants use menthol, and menthol warms the skin through actually irritating the skin. But we definitely didn't want to do that. So what we're using is natural plant glycerin and the cinnamon bark. And it gives a nice warm but not hot feeling. So it warms up to the body temperature of 98 degrees. And it's really great to use as a warming winter lube. It can be used as a flavored glide as well. It tastes like honey. I don't know if you've ever tasted it, but it has a really nice honey-like flavor. And it's a really great product to use with the male masturbator toy as well, because it feels like the real thing. Absolutely.
That's awesome. I love that it's flavored too. There's so many people that I see that want kind of like an all-in-one. They want a flavored lubricant, and then they also want to use it for intercourse and everything like that. But usually they have sugars added to them. So, right. You know, not everyone is comfortable using like something with sugar inside for internal play. So having like something warming like that, would that taste really good? That's really awesome.
Right. And we haven't added any flavor to it.
Perfect.
Taste of the cinnamon coming through.
Yeah.
Because that gives it that flavor.
That's awesome. You do have some flavored lubes though. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned sugars. So we don't add any sugar to any of our flavored glides. And we also don't add aspartame. And pretty much most flavored glides, if they're not sugared, they're adding aspartame. So aspartame, I personally don't like it. It gives me a stomach ache and a headache. But one thing a lot of people don't know about it is that it can lower the body's immunity. So if somebody has the herpes virus already, it can trigger a herpes outbreak within 10 minutes of consumption. So really, it shouldn't be in any flavored glides. And I see it all the time.
I have genetic cold sores. You know, my grandpa had them. So now, of course, it skips a generation and I'm cursed, you know, that it's just something that I don't use anything with L-arginine or anything like that as well, just because it can get just uncomfortable. But I do let our customers know that as well. It's great to hear that from you too, just in case that they are aspartame. That is also what's in like Diet Coke and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely. Yes. It's also one of the ingredients in that makes up aspartame is also an embalming fluid. I love that fact.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that in your flavor glides. And speaking of the flavor, I mean, ours are called natural flavor glide because we use real natural flavoring. So, I mean, we've got a really wide assortment. We've got everything from, you know, banana cream pie to cheeky apples, nutty peaches, fresh strawberries, and they really taste like the real thing. There isn't that fake aftertaste that makes you want to throw the bottle out.
Yeah.
People really, really love it. And once they try one flavor, they're really keen to, you know, pick up another one the next time they're in a lover's lane.
Yes, I've tried them. They're amazing. I talked about them on the oral sex episode a few weeks ago, and they are great. They're my favorite. I know that they are some of like my boss's favorite too. We show them all the time, but they do taste real. Like that fresh strawberry is probably my fave. It tastes like a real strawberry. It doesn't have like a sugar flavor or like a false, like even like a lubricant aftertaste that sits in your mouth. Like it just tastes like strawberry. It's great. And, you were talking as well, but I want to touch on, obviously I know a little bit about the lubes from being trained and, you know, learning. I've been working at Lover's Lane for over 6 years now, and now I'm kind of changing titles into a sex educator, which I love. But the parabens that, you know, Lintimate Earth is free of, there's no parabens in any of the products. And I was reading that the parabens absorbed through your skin can bind to your body's estrogen. That is crazy to me.
That is correct. So parabens have been linked to breast cancer, skin dermatitis, And it actually decreases sperm cell count. So if you are looking at getting pregnant, the last thing you want to do is use a product that has paraben in it.
Awesome. That's good to know. Yeah. Because I know that a lot of KY gels and things like that, that's all that they are. And it keeps your shelf life longer. But yes. I always tell people too that from personal experience, just for healthy eating and everything like that, the real organic is stuff with the darker bottle. And that's what you have. So all of your bottles are like what, like a darker brown, including the oils, the lubes and everything.
Right. They're a dark amber and that's to protect the ingredients.
Exactly. So let's kind of switch gears a little bit back to the lubricants, but I want to talk about the difference in the defense and the soothe, because I know that there is a lot of antifungal properties and the defense is that green tea one and the soothe is the guava bark. So can you talk to me about what makes them just different and good for what use?
Sure. Okay. I'll start with the defense. It's one of my favorites because it has so many great uses. So it's a combination of carrageenan or sea kelp blended with tea tree oil, guava bark, and we've just recently added in lavender oil. So this gives antifungal, antibacterial, and antimicrobial properties. So there are four things that you can use the defense for. The first one is that the American Cancer Society has done a study on carrageenan and sea kelp. And what they found is that it helps create a barrier against the HPV virus, which is really amazing. So it gives that added protection. What I like it best for is that for people that are prone to having yeast infections, it helps prevent, treat, and give instant relief to yeast infections. So Haley, if you had a yeast infection right now and you took a bottle of defense and you went to the bathroom and you came back and said to your audience, oh my God, I can feel a difference right away. It almost feels like there's a little ice cube put up in the vagina that gives it like cooling relief. So it's a really great product if you are prone to yeast infections. And a lot of women use it as a lubricant in general. I mean, it has a really great slip, great feel. And it's thinner, so it has the same feel as vaginal fluid, but it does help so much with preventing and treating yeast infections. Another great thing, and this is kind of part and parcel with having a yeast infection, but a lot of women that have yeast infections do have vaginal odor, unfortunately. And because the product is antifungal and antibacterial, it actually helps eliminate the vaginal odor. It doesn't just mask it with some perfumey scent. And actually none of our products, except for the massage oils, have any scent. Whatever you smell is from the natural ingredients. And then fourthly, it helps with micro tearing. So if there has been a little bit of injury from possibly rough vaginal sex, it is going to help very much with healing that. And it's a great product to use after anal sex. So that's the defense. It has a lot of things going on with it. It's a real powerhouse.
Yeah, it's like a preventative and kind of heals too. So that's
absolutely awesome. Absolutely. Now the soothe is our anal antibacterial glide. So it is super thick. So it is more like a gel than a glide and it stays put. It doesn't run anywhere. And what it has in it is guava bark. Guava bark is a neural agent. It's been used in the Amazon for thousands of years for bathing wounds and for douching. It's just the perfect natural antibacterial agent. And why it's a really easy product to sell or to buy is that it kind of helps with the roadblocks or the taboo to do with anal sex. So some people might say, oh, anal sex is dirty. I don't want to try that. Well, because of the antibacterial agent, it does give a cleaner experience. Two, is anal sex going to be uncomfortable? Well, this gives a really nice thick, I call it a gel pillow for the butt, gives a nice thick cushiony feel. And third, the bottle is so pretty that nobody is going to, you know, gravitate to it and go, oh my God, what is that? It's not embarrassing. It's very pretty. It has a sea anemone, which is one of the softest creatures on the planet, on the label. And it's just really easy to open up the door to talk about trying anal sex with your partner. And when you do purchase the soothe, you may want to purchase our Adventure Anal Relaxing Glide and maybe some really pretty butt plug that Lane has to offer.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah, having a thicker lubricant for anal play, especially for beginners, you know, until you decide if maybe you want something else or just a lesser amount of the lubricant is great, because that's exactly it too. Vaginal micro tearing happens, but for anal play, if you don't have that thick lubricant, then there's, you don't self-lubricate back door. So you need something with more cushion, which is perfect for the soothe. Absolutely. And you talked a little bit about the Daring. You have the Adventure as well, right? They're really similar.
The Adventure and Daring, they're actually the same formula. It's just that the packaging might appeal to, the Adventure appeals to women and perhaps couples, and the Daring is more for the guy.
Yes. We also, Lovers Land sells the Comfort, which is the same, isn't it? Or is it
also the same, but it has the beautiful Lovers Lane private label.
Okay, that's what I thought. Usually we can't keep them in stock, so we do use them kind of interchangeably. It's good to know that there's nothing different about them except for the label. And you mentioned that, you know, the bottle of the Soothe as well is like pretty. So if it's sitting on the counter or anything like that, all of the Intimate Earth packaging is really pretty. Even their cleaner is really pretty, which I love because I use the cleaner on my face. So I keep Yes. I use the toy cleaner as like a toning wash because it is that tea tree oil that's inside of it. And it's lavender oil too. So I feel like squeaky clean, but it's not like drying at all. It's also moisturizing too. So let's talk about your foaming and spray cleaner. They have a really like, there's no scent to them, but they just feel fresh to me afterwards. Is that because of the tea tree oil that's inside?
Well, there actually is a bit of a scent, and it's a combination of the light tea tree oil and the lavender oil. I can't decide if it smells like Fruit Loops or ginger ale, but we need to make a massage oil that smells like it because it smells amazing. And it, like you said, it's really, really gentle. So some women are putting it on their face as kind of like an acne mask or a toner. And you can also use it to put on new tattoos because it helps with healing. So it's very, very gentle, gentle enough to intimately clean yourself with, but it is super strong as well. So if you take a little bit of silicone and you put it on glass and you do a little bit of the foam or the spray, and you take a paper towel or tissue, it's going to start squeaking within seconds. It removes every different type of, you know, lubricant or gel out there off of any kind of toy. So super strong, but super gentle.
Awesome. I'm going to use that for my tattoos and I'll tell you how it works because
absolutely.
The worst trouble, I have sensitive skin. That's why I love Intimate Earth so much, but healing my tattoos is such a headache. So I'll have to give that a try.
I've actually seen it for sale in some tattoo parlors.
Oh, really?
So the person gets their tattoo, you know, they buy a bottle of the toy cleaner and they put it on their tattoo and it heals it really well.
That's awesome. Yes. I use the Elite as a brightener as well. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Elite. It's a little different than a lot of silicone lubes on the market. Tell me everything about the Elite. I want to know.
Okay. First of all, we're using the highest grade silicone that you can buy, and we're blending it with shiitake mushroom extract. So shiitake mushroom extract is something that high-end cosmetic companies put in facial primer. It allows the product just to go on super, super smoothly because it creates a very soft barrier on the skin. So as you said, this can be used on tattoos to brighten up that tattoo, but it's really great as a intercourse lubricant. It's very soft. It's not super thick. It doesn't give that feel that you've got something between the skin and the touch. So you can feel like every sensation. It also is great to use as a massage glide. So you can give a massage with this and you can transition right to intercourse. A lot of people also use it as an anti-chafe. They use it to brighten fetish wear. And a lot of women like to put it on their breasts and their belly and their arms. So their lover starts petting them like a cat. It makes your skin feel like butter. It's really great to put on before you go out on that first date.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. That's so exciting. I have more uses for my Elite now. Yeah, you need a silicone lubricant with fetish wear. I love that you mentioned that too, because a lot of people don't know why it's not fitting them right. And the Elite would be great because it holds up better for me than even like silicone lubes, they don't absorb into your pores or anything like that. But to me, silicone lubricant is usually, I have to add quite a bit to it to get it to be a little bit more plush. I think the Elite is just off the bat very comfortable. You don't have to keep adding a lot. It doesn't absorb or anything like that. Like you can actually just use a bit here and there, and it's awesome. It's a really great silicone lube. You also have the Ease as well. And that one has the anti-irritant in it. It's made for backdoor use, yes?
That is correct. So that is our anal silicone glide, and we're using bisabolol in it. It comes from the chamomile family and helps with relaxing muscles, skin irritation, and skin inflammation. So it's a really great product to use when you want to try anal sex and you need a little bit of relaxation.
Awesome. So that hand in hand with the adventure, daring, or comfort would be great too.
Absolutely, yes.
So then we'll just kind of jump into these different stimulants as well. Now, I do have a little bit of that allergy to L-arginine, so I can't say that I have used the Discover, the Intense, or the Gentle. But I can say that they are still our most popular, and a lot of my coworkers have sworn by the Discover to help women experience squirting for the first time. They're like, yes, you need to try the Discover. So the Intense and Gentle are the clitoral creams, and there's two different, like what, there's different intensity.
It's different levels of the organic Japanese peppermint oil. So one thing about Intimate Earth, we don't use menthol in any of our products, and most clitoral and G-spot stimulating gels do use menthol. It can be really drying and irritating, and it can cause discomfort to some people. So that's why we use the organic Japanese peppermint oil. So with the Discover, what it does is, as you know, the G-spot is not a spot, but it's a bunch of little spots. And this gives them like an erection to each spot, creating one almost solid area that's sensitive and larger. It makes it much, much easier to find. In fact, it increases it almost from the size of a pea to a walnut shaped area within 4 minutes. People really, really love the feeling, and it can really make people say, hey, I want to try having a G-spot orgasm. I think I might have had one before. Well, trust me, if you've had one, you know you had one. So the Discover can really, really make a big difference, especially when you're teaming it up with a G-spot toy.
Perfect. Yes. And if you were to use a little bit of the Discover and your choice of the Intense and Gentle, like during intercourse too, that would be phenomenal, because not only are you getting the G-spot, but you're also getting clitoral, like more stimulation. So the peppermint oil is in both of the clitoral gels too.
That is correct. The difference between the Discover and the Intense, for example, is that there's a higher level of the organic peppermint oil in the G-spot serum. And there's also organic amino acids in the Discover.
The Embrace is probably the only tightening cream that I think Lover's Lane sells that is alum free, which is great, because I have had so many customers talk to me and say, you know, I've tried different shrink creams from online or anything like that, and it made it uncomfortable for them later. So do you want to talk about what's in the Embrace that's a little unique for Intimate Earth?
Sure. I first want to talk about what is in the products that contain alum. So alum is natural, and it works to tighten the vagina by removing moisture. So when that happens, you can have burning, dryness, itchiness, can cause yeast infections, kills healthy microflora, and alum lasts a very long time. It lasts hours. So if you're uncomfortable with it, you're stuck there for a while, sister, unfortunately. So we decided we never wanted to have alum, natural or not, in any of our products. So with the Embrace, we use capsicum. It comes from the pepper plant, and it temporarily constricts the vaginal tissue, but no loss of moisture at all. And what's a fun fact about it is it causes a warm pulsating sensation on the penis. So some men actually buy it to masturbate with. So they go crazy when a woman is using the Embrace.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to give mine to my man and see if it's a little different. That's really, really awesome, because I'm sure So the Embrace is great because I feel just from the Embrace, I unfortunately can't really use a lot of anything with the stimulating or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I have tried the Embrace and I feel more G-spot stimulation that way too, because it is more of a tightening cream. So you have everything kind of closer to the surface of your partner, and it works great if you do have a sensitivity to that or anything too.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you for going over the lube and the stimulants and the cleaner as well. You want to talk a little bit about the oils? They're my favorite. I love the lemongrass coconut. That is my fave. All my friends ask for it for Christmas. They love just the scent. Like they get out of the shower and put the oil on. Kind of like you were saying with the Elite, that, you know, it's going to give you a little bit of a shine, little sexy shine. Now the massage oils, I know so many people that use them day to day, but for massage, they're great for me because they don't like get sticky or feel too greasy. They're a very happy medium. What's in there that makes it so different than other sticky massage oils?
It's really what's not in there. So we don't put any hemp or soy oil in our products. There's nothing wrong with hemp or soy in the fact that it's totally healthy for you, but there are reasons why we didn't choose to use it. So first of all, hemp and soy can give a little bit of a stickiness, tacky feel. We didn't want to do that. But it also, both of those oils have their own scent. When you add a scent to it, it becomes muddled and you're not smelling that real clean, true smell. And that's why you'll never see an unscented soy or hemp product, because it does have a little bit of a funky smell. It also can go rancid fairly quickly. So what we use instead of hemp or soy is the almond oil. Almond oil on its own has absolutely no scent. So it allows that the scent that you're adding to come through clean and true. It's the most nourishing oil for the skin and it doesn't leave a greasy feel. So someone can get a massage and they don't have to get into the shower afterwards. And as you said, when you come out of the shower, it's awesome to put it all over you. I do it every day, just like you do. And it gives your skin that soft, buttery feel. And you've got a really light scent that lasts throughout the day.
Yes, I definitely prefer the oils to any type of lotion because I hate that clammy feeling that you get after lotion, after the shower. I do not get that with the oil, which makes it so different. Like, stop going to Bath & Body Works. You have to go to a sex store and get a good massage oil, and it just feels so different on your skin throughout the day. So that is great.
Yes.
I love that.
All you need is love.
I don't know if you've seen this in your store yet, but we have that new, very small Mojo line.
Yes. Oh, I love that. So we didn't get the samples of them yet, the trials. We don't have them out anyway for COVID or anything like that, but they are awesome and they sell really, really well too. They have the ginseng in there. There's the silicone, there's the water base, there's the horny goat weed. Oh, I want to talk about these too. Yeah.
Okay. I'll start with the Peruvian ginseng performance glides. So we have this awesome ingredient, which increases sexual stamina. So we have it in a water-based formula and we have it in a silicone. So people have the choice of either. This allows sex to be a little bit longer lasting, and they both have an amazing slip to them. The silicone is really, really long lasting. Then we have the horny goat weed warming libido glide. This one's really awesome as well. Horny goat weed has been known to increase libido for a very, very long time. So we thought, let's put it in a glide. And we wanted to make it warming, so it gives that extra sensation, and also so that men can use it to masturbate with as well. Then we have the Mojo line in general, we're the only natural aphrodisiac line there is, which is awesome. So the next one is our water-based anal relaxing glide. For some strange reason, there is no water-based anal relaxing product on the market. So this is the very first one as well. And what we're using is clove oil. This relaxes the anal area and makes penetration more comfortable. So that is it for the glides. And then we've got three stimulants. We have the Mojo Penis Stimulation Gel, and it is a combination of niacin and ginseng. This is great for people that may experience erectile dysfunction. It makes the penis feel tingling sensation, makes it a little bit larger due to the niacin opening up the blood vessels, and just feels really, really good. And this might, you know, really help with problems of ED that men are having. Then we have another very, very unique product is our prostate stimulating gel. So we're using niacin again, but we're teaming it up with Yohimbe. And what this does is it temporarily makes the prostate a little bit larger, only lasts for, you know, maybe 20 minutes, and allows it to be much easier found. And I think that having this prostate gel is a really great way to open up couples that the man is kind of looking for his G-spot. So this is really great to buy when you're buying a butt plug or one of those prostate massagers. And it really gives a really cool tingling sensation in the prostate as well. And it's just a really new, unique experience. And it's something that when a couple's never done anything like that before, it helps bring them closer, just like the Discover helps bring you closer with having a G-spot orgasm, which isn't, you know, run of the norm. And then finally, we have a anal relaxing gel. So this is concentrated clove oil, and it is the same formula as the Adventure, Daring, and the Comfort. We just felt we really needed it to round out the line.
Yeah, I love it.
We're super excited about this new little line. And it really opens up new adventures in the bedroom.
Absolutely. I love everything from Intimate Earth. I cannot wait to try those ones. The Horny Goatweed Glide is already in my shopping cart at the store. I can't wait to try it because I'm a unique customer, I guess, for Lover's Lane. I don't take any of the like oral enhancements or anything like that, but they do all have the horny goatweed inside. So having something that you can apply that has that like extra to it is awesome. I also see a lot of customers that do the same thing where they don't want to take a pill or anything like that, or, you know, maybe not even use a cream, but a lubricant seems, you know, in the back of my mind or something like that. Just, I use that already. So I don't even take Tylenol, you know, I don't do any of the oral enhancements. Right. So having something that's all natural with the horny goatweed in it is amazing. I also just talked to Topher Taylor from Nexus, and he says the exact same thing, you know, for beginner prostate play, the best thing you can do first before you even try a toy is using your hands. So having that prostate serum is amazing because it's really going to help an individual, you know, feel that for the first time before moving on to toys or anything too. So that's great.
Right. And the prostate gel is nice and thick, so it doesn't run all over the place.
Perfect.
It's impossible to find the prostate if the lube can't stay on your finger or the gel can't stay on your finger.
Exactly. Yes. The water-based one too is great for any kind of silicone or other material toys, because like you said, there's no relaxing water glide. And a lot of toys can't use the silicone, so it's perfect. I'm sure that we will sell that one a bunch. And this was really, really helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
I learned so much talking to Rebecca of Intimate Earth. They have so many great products. Even the cleaner you can use, you know, for other things than your toys, like a face wash or a toner. So amazing. Thank you again, Rebecca Powley of Intimate Earth. Make sure you all go buy your honey an Intimate Earth treat for Christmas and give it to him a little early. I always do that. Leave us a review on Facebook, on Apple Podcasts, whatever platform you listen to podcasts. And if you have questions about any product that we talked about, our social is at @LLPodcast_. It's the same on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, I can always answer questions privately or openly on the podcast, whichever you prefer. If you want to hear about anything in particular, go ahead and reach out to me too. It's going to be a new year and I want to hear from you guys a little bit more. Happy Cyber Monday as well, everybody. Make sure you take advantage of the great sale we have going on in store and online today. As always, thank you for listening to the Lovers Lane podcast, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Lovers Lane. That play together, stay together.